The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You want to talk to me about a controversial series on Netflix, which I've only seen the trailer of, but it looks fascinating. It's called Baby Reindeer.
Stephen King last week or the week before put out a tweet saying, Baby Reindeer, holy S-H-1-T, and is claiming it the best thing he's ever seen. This is remarkable TV, and it's very controversial. I think it's still number one at the moment, and that's 2 weeks, which is a long time in the Netflix charts. Richard Gadd, this is based on a one-man show he did, was an up-and-coming, well, he wasn't really that up, he wasn't doing very well, but he was a comedian who was stalked by a woman in a very strange fashion. She just walked into the bar that he was working in while he was trying to be a stand-up comedian. He was pulling pints and he was friendly to her one day. And she started sending him literally hundreds of emails a day. Really strange emails that made no sense whatsoever. And it took him a long time to realize he was being stalked, if that doesn't sound too strange a thing.
I've seen the trailer of this. I haven't seen the whole series yet. We have two clips. One is about when he tries to report what's happening to them. But the first is the encounter between the pair of them.
I think we'll do the first encounter one, which I think I've labelled number two. But anyway, let's give it a go.
I'm a lawyer.
How'd you get into that then?
Well, trained in criminal law. Moved to England, retrained, opened up my own practice, won several awards. Now a leading advisor to the government.
You own a law firm?
Amongst other things. A flat in Pimlico, overlooking a private garden. One in Bexley Heath, two in Belsize Park. God doesn't like a bragger, but when you're the go-to for the biggest political minds in the game, you've earned a brag or two. No, I'm not going to say who, so don't even go there. Fine, David Cameron, Nick Clegg, Alex Hammond, but you didn't hear that from me.
You must have amazing dinner parties.
She had this incredible laugh, this giddy, slightly disconcerting laugh. Her name was...
Martha.
But all I could think was, if all of this is true, then why can't you afford a cup of tea?
And that's the nub of it.
Yeah.
So, is anything true?
I'm not sure what I should say about that, to be honest. It's based on a true story. But the funny thing is, I was thinking, we were both laughing during that clip. And this show is really strange in that it is a comedy. But man, it's incredibly dark as well, because, and this is all over the internet, but I won't spoil it. But there is the question, why did he let this go on for so long?
Well, he's a bartender and she's obviously, in theory, buying drink and putting money in the till. And I mean, in the way of things, you've often seen that caricature in dramas of the barman talking to the sop on the other side of the...
Yes.
Or the sot on the other side of
indeed,
the bar.
Indeed, indeed. But what happens in this is, in episode four, something very, very dark happens, which explains Richard's reason for maybe going along with this stalking. It's very strange. And all the talk of this season is what happens in season four, because you realize he was probably prone, without going into anything specific, he was probably prone to letting this woman in his life because something pretty horrific happened to him 5 years before.
Okay, now he does eventually see the light and decides to go to... report it.
Yeah, exactly. And this will give you a sense. And I think for anyone in situations where they've, you know, maybe been in a situation that they thought, this is very strange. Maybe sometimes you only realise what's happening to you after about 6 months if something's very slow and burning.
I would like to report something. How does it work?
What would you like to report?
I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm getting stalked.
By a man or a woman?
A woman.
And have you had a sexual relationship with this woman?
No, I haven't. She's a bit older than me.
Age is generally not a factor we consider.
Of course, I can assure you, though, I absolutely haven't.
Okay, well, you say this woman's stalking you?
Yeah, she comes to my work, she comes to my house. She sends me emails, like all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, let me just open up a random one here. Look, they're in here somewhere, okay? I just need to sift through all of the... Look, I'm really worried here. I think she needs help.
How long has it been going on for?
I don't know, like 6 months maybe.
6 months? Why'd it take you so long to report it?
And that's the question.
Yeah. And it is slowly revealed over seven pretty spine-tingling episodes why it took him so long. This is prestige TV. It really is. Now, there's a lot of controversy because the lady in question, who may be the stalker, has come forward and threatened to sue Netflix. Now, Netflix, in my knowledge, have very good litigious departments, so I'm sure they will be okay and they've done due diligence on this. But there are...
When you look at the credits, is there anything that says any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental?
I'm sure that's in there. It's in pretty much everything you watch. But this contains multitudes. It really does.
Okay. And the fact that it's so dark, I mean, I was talking to one of our colleagues here who said, I had to stop for a break after episode 4.
Yeah. And it is episode 4 where if the wheels are going to come off for you, it'll be episode 4. But I would say stick with it because it's important comedy drama. It really is.
Okay. What have you got on Moncrief? On Screen Time.
How long have we got? Moncrief, we're doing all sorts of great things. Henry's reporting on why young people won't answer their phone. We're doing a great book all about ABBA. We're talking about algorithms on Screen Time. I'm talking to Will Forte, the great American comedian, about his new Netflix series, Bodkin.
The multitasking John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time and this afternoon's Moncrief. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, earlier on, we were talking to Gabby Gadavit-Vikaita about the department looking for housing. Well, the Department of Integration has confirmed that the expression of interest seeking suitable properties to provide accommodation for international protection applications, and this is the rub, must have a capacity of at least 150 bedrooms. We are not looking for smaller homes or to take from the housing market, so says the Department of Integration. So relatively few of those properties around, I would suspect, 150 bedrooms. Anyway, that's all we have time for today, with a reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.